fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
As anyone who's had children knows, or is part of a big family with young children, being a parent can be a challenge. Some common challenges for new mums and dads include feeding issues, sleep problems, and adjusting to a new role and the responsibilities that come along with being a parent. No matter what parenting challenges you're facing, there's a lot of support out there that can help you raise a happy and healthy family and support those around you, your loved ones, who are raising children. Today we've got Paula Wells, a midwife at King Edward Memorial Hospital, in the studio with us for Fitter Happier. Paula, welcome to RTRFM.
Thank you.
And let's talk about it. Let's get straight into it. So what are some of the common challenges for new parents?
There are several out there that challenges for new parents, and one of the biggest, I guess, is adjusting to this new role, the new role of being the parent. People are having babies at various different ages in their life, but quite commonly it's tending to be a bit more later in life when people are really well established in maybe their careers and their partnership, and then it's quite difficult to transition back to being a beginner again at something new and something different. So that can be quite a challenge for people. So it's really important, like you mentioned in your intro, that you find your village. So there are big families, and but your family might be an extended family of friends, but it's important to find that village to help support you when you are making this transition to this new role in your life. There are many ways that you can do that, and a lot of those can start while you're still pregnant. A really important thing, I think, is antenatal education, so attending classes when you're pregnant, and that's also a great way to find other parents with babies that are going to be a very similar age to yours, and your children will grow up together, because you'll all be experiencing these same challenges, sometimes at the same time, sometimes at different times, and you'll be able to work through those together. Sometimes people are really fortunate that they've already got friends and family that are having babies at the same time, but sometimes people are the first in their group to have a child, and that you need to try and find extra people to add to your village. So one thing that's been really beautiful through the antenatal education classes that we run is to see the couples that have become friends through the classes and then continued on afterwards. So I encourage people to attend classes and speak to different people at each class that they go to, find a different couple in the room and meet some new people. Other really great resources for this are things in your community, so like your local library or your community centre. That's a really great place to find other mums in the area or other parents in the area. If you've been working full time, you might not have had the opportunity to get out and explore what there is actually in your own local area. So using your maternity leave to find what amazing resources are right on your doorstep is another great way to help grow your village.
So I'm a fur mum.
Yeah.
I don't have a real baby. But I found with puppies, I know it doesn't really relate at all, but I had some challenges being a new fur mummy, and things, you know, like sleeping issues and stuff like that. So let's magnify it into human life.
Yeah.
What are our new mums and dads facing?
Yeah. So yeah, sleep, that's a big one. And your timetable for your day will be totally guided by this new person in your household. So there's no ways of making this fall into a set routine. You just need to go with the flow. You need to sleep when you can. The 20-minute power nap is your new best friend. And accepting help is also really important, because basically sleeping, feeding is going to be the cycle at the beginning. So again, like I said, if you going back to being a beginner can sometimes be challenging. If you've been independent for quite a while, it's really hard to say yes to help. But this is the time when if someone comes over and says, "What can I do?" you find them a job to do. Don't say, "Oh, I'm fine. I can do it. I'm good." say, yes, oh my God, it would be so amazing if you chuck that load of laundry on for me. That would be the best thing ever. And that's advice to people going to visit friends and family with a new baby. Don't wait for them to ask. Also do. Because, yeah, they probably have spent most of the night awake dealing with their new baby, learning what is their new reality, and every bit of help that they can get is really important.
Yeah, so get stuck in.
Yep.
Get your hands dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Change that nappy.
Yeah, and help.
Yeah. So what about other things that are a little bit more serious, like postnatal depression?
Yeah, that's a really important issue that I'm glad that we talk about a lot more now, because somewhere around about 10% of women will develop postnatal depression. It's important to understand the difference between the baby blues and postnatal depression. The baby blues are really common and really normal. They often happen on that 3 or 4 days after you've given birth. The hormones from the high of birth are starting to wane and the tiredness is building up and all of those things, the overwhelming thoughts of, you know, what have we done? What is this new person that we're trying to learn, kind of all culminate around that time. And you have a day where you're extra teary and you're just feeling a bit overwhelmed and maybe don't want to get out of your pajamas, and that's really normal. Be prepared for it, maybe limit visitors on that day and just get through it, and know that the next day will be better again. And to have a day like that every now and then is also really normal. It is a big life change. When it starts to turn into postnatal depression is when those days are outnumbering the days where you're feeling good and you're functioning and you're finding joy in the things that you would usually find joy in. And at those points, it's really important to get help. There are lots of great resources out there, and often a really good place to start is your GP. If you've got a really good GP, they're going to be able to link you in with lots of great resources. Beyond Blue is another fantastic organisation that can help you through things like postnatal depression. Get in contact with the hospital where you've birthed. A lot of hospitals have great psychological medicine services that will be able to give you professional help with those things. And there's also a great app out there called Mind the Bump, which goes through pregnancy and early parenting, and it's mindfulness and meditation just to help you prepare for this change in life as well.
Okay, so let's also talk about, just quickly then, people who may have other problems, not just postnatal depression, you know, there are things out there like drug and alcohol issues or family violence. Where can these people go to get support?
Again, you know, these things often don't just start miraculously after a baby is born. It's often been happening for the whole person's life. I encourage women to speak with their midwife or speak with their doctor, because a lot of services can be put in place while you're pregnant, and the earlier you link in with these services, the better it will be for you. Great social work departments at hospitals that can link you into specific programs. The Women's Health and Family Services network in this area of Perth have a lot of great programs for family and domestic violence, drug and alcohol, and also for counselling for women with mental health problems.
Well, Paula Wells is a midwife at King Edward Memorial Hospital, and she's been with us on Fitter Happy this morning talking all things post-birth and parenting. Paula, thank you very much for being on Fitter Happy with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And, yeah, as Paula said, if you are needing any support, you can head on over to there's lots of things Beyond Blue. Download the app Mind the Bump. Everyone's there to help. Give a shout out if you need any help. Let me know how your day's going. And hello there to all of the young mums and the dads and everybody with a baby.